We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today. I appreciate what our heart's been made to feel already in the service. I really do. Appreciate the service. How it's went on. We're going to read some scripture this morning, Lord help us. Out of the book of 1 Timothy. And also out of the book of Titus. And then we're going to read some out of the book of Judges. You bear with us. It's been a lot, and I really do. I appreciate how the service is carried out this morning. Appreciate what was said. A lot of you still have your mothers. And you'll appreciate them. As it was said in our Sunday school before we started this morning, that one of the Ten Commandments was honor thy father and thy mother. So you ought to honor them. Honor them while you got them. They'll be gone too soon. I could sit here and name you off, I don't know how many. Mothers that's gone out of this church down through the years that I was acquainted with. Brother Mike made mention about the songs there that, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, Mike, a lot of people don't know Elvis wrote them songs. A lot of them that's here don't know that Elvis wrote them songs. I got up this morning and I was coming out of the battlefield. We're going to read you some scripture. Book of Timothy, the second chapter. We're going to start with the 8th verse. Says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in the modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Book of Titus, second chapter, starting with the first verse. It says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Judges, I believe it's 13th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said unto him, behold, the man hath appeared unto me that came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said unto him, art thou the man that speakest unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I have said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would, as at this time, have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of scripture this morning. We know and realize that it is that of Mother's Day, and there's things that we think upon, I guess, at this time of year that you just don't think of maybe other times, and that in honor of that of a mother. And it's hard not to have memories of a mother. A good mother. You know, I think a lot of times Susan said something that really sort of sets the pace about how we believe things and how we see things a lot of times. If you had a good childhood and you had a good mother and a good father, then you're sort of under the impression that everybody else had the same thing you did. But the truth of it is, it's not that away. It's not that away. There's folks, my friend, and I know that some of y'all, and I don't know why this has come, but I'm going to tell it. Jimmy Holsenbach, the preacher, most of y'all acquainted with him. Jimmy Holsenbach, when he got saved, when he started preaching, he had to leave home. His mother and his father did not approve of what had happened unto him. So you think sometimes that, well, I've had a good childhood, then everybody else has had some of the same, but it's really not that way. The man or the woman sitting next to you may have had a horrible childhood. They may not know what it is to have a good mother. That ain't what I'm going to preach on this morning. I'm going to preach on mother. Lord help me for just a minute today. But the scripture says, and it's pretty important. It's pretty important. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave this part with you, and then I'll go on. It's pretty important when Paul thought it was important enough to charge Timothy and Titus with some things that the aged men and the aged women ought to continue. Continue. As I look around the congregation this morning, and I'm going to say this, and it ought to make some of you feel pretty good. I don't see many aged people. Not many. Not many. And I'm going to say this, that's not a bad thing. But I will say this, that us that have some age on us ought to leave some things that are important for the younger generation. There's things that the church believes in, and I'm going to say this, there's a lot of things that are very traditional. They most certainly are. But I'm going to be honest with you, some things that are traditional are not bad. It ain't all, my friend, that we ought to change everything that's going on in the church. That has been proven, that has stood down through the years, my friend, we ought to abide by it. We ought to. We ought to follow in those steps. I'll guarantee you this morning, there's not a one of you, not a one woman living that has a husband that if there's something that really, really gets under your husband's skin, that you do not avoid trying to do it. I'll guarantee you, there's not a man sitting here that if he knows there's something that gets under the skin of his wife, I'll guarantee you he'll avoid it at all costs. Brethren, there's some things that the church has set up down through the years, brethren, that are good practices, and we ought to continue them. I'm going to preach that to you. Yes, I am. Paul, my friend, thought it was important enough to keep some things in the church just like they were. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, it's Mother's Day. And here you are preaching to us. You're preaching to the mothers. I got news for you, mothers. There's some things that your mother and your grandmother, my friend, held to in the church that's good enough for you. And your children. Amen. Yes, sir. There's things, my friend, that absolutely my children, my friend, did not face because it was not accepted in our household. Amen. It doesn't matter that the rest of the world accepts it. It was not accepted, my friend, because I have a conviction about it. Yes, sir. There's some things, brethren, that's good enough for the past. It's good enough for the future this morning. Amen. Yes, it is. You may be one of those. I'm just going to be honest with you. My friend, you want to change how things are going? My friend, get on down the road and change it somewhere else. I know it ain't no shouting message. Now, I know this morning, I'll be quite frank with you, I've been about half sick all week. Yes, sirree. But listen to me. Brethren, it comes right down from the church. And brethren, there's some things established. Brethren, we ought to leave alone. Amen. There was something said this morning, and I've thought about it. I've thought about what some of the songs, what Mike said about some of them that wrote some songs. God has blessed Mountain View. He's blessed her with some past mothers, with some past grandmothers. And if your mother's still living, you're to praise her. Yes, sir. Whether she agreed with everything that went on at Mountain View or not, sometimes there's something to be said about just keeping your mouth shut. Amen. Amen. Like me, dislike me. Amen. There's some things, brethren, that ought to be dealt with the heart and not the mind. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you took a bad pill. Ain't got nothing to do with what I've took. Absolutely nothing. But I want you to listen, my friend. There's some things, whether you believe it or not, in the house of God, brethren, that has been instituted down through the years. Thank God that you ought to just carry on. Amen. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't like it. I want things changed. I'll say again just as loud as I can. Thank God, carried on down the road. I'm not here. You say, preacher, you ain't nobody coming back next week, you preach a message like this. I want you to know you want to see some wondrous things from God. Thank God, get your heart where it belongs today. Yes, sir. Where it belongs. I'm going to tell you women something. I've run enough revivals across this land, and I've made the mention of this in some of them revivals. Brethren, you'd look out across the congregation and it'd be about 2 to 1. 2 women to every man, and sometimes worse than that. Yes, sir, I know what I'm talking about. Brethren, women would come and has come for years, my friend, on end. Thank God, and their husband sitting at home, not in a place, Daniel, to where they can even pray. Shame on them. Shame on them. I'm going to repeat what this woman said this morning about you young ladies. My friend bringing your children and your other half, my friend, not with you. Thank God for you. Yes, sir. Thank God for you. And I'm going to say this while I've got it. My friend, you men that are coming, thank God for you. You ought to. You ought to be the head. My friend, a lot of these women having to take the lead because the man too sorry this morning. Don't care whether you like it or not. Just a fact. Preacher, it's Mother's Day. It most certainly is, and God help me. I'll get around my friend to Manoa and his wife here in a minute. But glory, thanks be to God. There's some things, Daniel. Thank God we just need to let be made known. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. If things are carried on in a godly manner, it's going to take godly men and women to do it. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can I say this? And if it takes you coming to this altar, my friend, to keep your household where it belongs, then wear it out this morning. It ain't gonna hurt us. We'll help you pray. We'll help you, thank God, get things under control. Preacher, it's so far out of control, it'll never be that way. Shame on you. Shame on you. My God's bigger than that. My God, my friend's able to overcome any obstacle this world can put out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be as honest as I know how. Shame, it's absolutely shameful. Brethren down home, I can talk about me. I can talk about me. Down home, my friend, everybody want to be buried down at Stoners. Yes, sir. They got saved at Stoners. They want to be buried at Stoner. I don't know why this is coming. This coming, my friend. They don't want to abide by the rules of Stoner. They don't want to abide by what the church says. My friend, but when it comes burying time, they want to be buried. They want to be acquainted with her. Brethren, I hope you're not one of them people. Amen. These things, my friend, preacher, you're pulling it out of the woodwork this morning. It's coming. There ain't nothing I can do about it. You may be here this morning, my friend, in honor of your mother, in honor of your grandmother, and you may have come out not to get preached to. You come to the wrong place today. There's things, my friend, there's more godly women in that Bible than I've got time, and these two preachers got time, three preachers, four or five, ever how many we got here this morning, brethren, that we could ever cover it, my friend. Brethren, godly women. If you didn't notice, my friend, that angel appeared unto Manoah's wife. It don't give her name right now. Do you know that? Yes, sir. We think, my friend, of the woman as the weaker vessel. Did you know that's what the Bible teaches? Yes, sir, but there's a reason, folks. There's a reason it taught that. Don't just run off the deep end here. And the book says, it even, this book that I read out of the New Testament, it said that the woman was the weaker vessel. And said that Eve was deceived, not Adam. That's what it says. Talking about the woman in that aspect. But brethren, there's more godly women than it speaks about in this Bible, brethren, than they are men. Now I can prove it to you. Yes, sir. I can prove it to you. Speak of one, Hannah. Listen. Listen. There's a woman over there by the name of Abigail. She is married to the devil. Her husband, my friend, had no thought about Christianity or the children of Israel. If you'll have it, when they looked at the children of Israel, they looked at the children of God. Yes, sir. I'll not get into that. Manoah, his wife, the angel of God appeared unto his wife. I'm going to tell you something, my friend, and I'll just have to tell you this. Number one, you can go to the 7th chapter or the 11th chapter. I can't remember right offhand which one. The 11th chapter talks about a man being uncovered, or a man covered and a woman uncovered. That's what it talks about. And it's talking about a man and a woman. But he went on down. He said, I show you a mystery. I show you a mystery. Under, I ain't got time. Let me go on. You say, preacher, you need to give all them things to us. I can't give it all to you. I'm going to have to give what I feel that the Lord is going to let me give to you. If I come back to it, I will. Strange, ain't it? Preacher, you got a strange way of preaching to the mothers. It's right here in this church that the first time I ever preached, my friend, about good women of the Bible. Good women of the Bible. Right here in this church on Mother's Day. Years ago. We had a whole bench full of whiteheads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right here. Now I'm going to tell you something, my friend. If you couldn't preach off that bench, you couldn't preach. Amen. Godly women. Crafton knows. I'm not telling anything that y'all don't know if you've been around here a day or two. And I think about, my friend, this church. I can't help it. I think about the history. I think about the days of my pastoralship being right here at this church. I can't help it. God's given me the memories, and they're good memories. Yes, sir. Come to this church, I know one man, one person, one. He's sitting right here. Yes, sir. The only person I know not come to this church. Yes, sir. I knowed him a long time. Hey, we've been around together a long time. early 70s time. Ain't that right, Crafton? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told Thurman Hightower one time, he said he never would move his membership until God told him. Old Thurman laid hold of that. Crafton come over here and joined at Mountain View. He told Crafton, he said, I didn't know God was redheaded. Yeah, that what he said? Woo! Oh! Didn't know that. You don't know how some of us men wound up where we did. It's because of the woman sitting next to us or with us. Yes, sir. Think about it. God's put some men and women together that the world said it never work. Do you know that? Did you know that God knows more about your soulmate than you do? Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say again, just as loud as I know how, my friend, don't rule God out. Don't rule the battle over. Hear me. Thank God. Sometimes, Steve, it takes years to get God's in place in our life. Yes, sir. Don't take him that long. It takes us that long. Can I say this and be telling you the truth this morning? You may be sitting here and saying, preacher, I can't get my husband to go. I think I'm just going to stay home with him. Worst thing you'll ever do. Worst thing. If it's in your heart, my friend, to come be with us, come. Come. I'll guarantee you God will get to working on the other end. Yes, he will. If you've ever asked him to, my friend, help you in the situation, I've got news for you. He ain't going to forget you. Amen. Don't rule it out. Don't rule us down. Brethren, we're alive today. Yes, we are. These things, my friend, that God wanted to do for Israel. Israel, it said that fell into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. And in the midst of this time, he sent his angel to talk to a woman. And he told this woman, he said, you're going to conceive and bring forth a son. Listen, she heard every word he said. He said, but now, he said, you stay away from wine and strong drink. That what he told her? God help us. God help us. You want to come to visions and revelations? You want to come to, my friend, godly places? You're going to have to keep the world out. Amen. 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 Out of your life. Amen. Yes, sir. It's part of a puzzle. It's part of what works. God's way of work. Mine, your way won't, but God's way will. Listen, Manoah's wife went and told her husband, said, there's a man come told me that we're going to conceive and have a son. And he told me to drink no wine nor strong drink. That what he said? That's what he said. Manoah, he didn't down blast his wife. He didn't get on to her. He got on his knees, did he not? Got a hold of God. Asked the Lord. He said, you send the man that's talked to my wife. Listen, folks. He sent him again. Yes, he did. You know where he sent him? Same place he did first time. To the woman. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Men, you might not know everything. You think about it. I'm going to be honest with you. There were some things that went on in the house of Manoah that never had went on. Never had. It was surreal. The woman, she went and got her husband. Did she not? Brought him back. And here's the man. And the Bible says that he began to tell Manoah the same thing he told his wife. And the scripture says, Manoah knew not that he was the angel of the Lord. But he wanted him to stay, didn't he? Wanted to detain him. That's what the scripture says. We're going to detain you. We're going to keep you here for a little while. And we're going to eat. I'm going to kill a kid and we're going to eat. You know what he said? I ain't eating. I'm not eating. He said, if you offer sacrifice, you offer it unto the Lord. Not me, but to the Lord. Brethren, I want you to know that God had a plan to take care of the Philistines. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, he wasn't even born. Not yet. Give God a minute.
Amen.
Huh? Give him a minute. It worked the same way in that of Hannah's problem.
Yeah.
Hannah wanted a son. God wanted a man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And he took the son of Hannah. Did he not? Y'all know the scripture. I ain't got time to get into it. But folks, I want you to know that they detained that angel. And the Bible says when they offered up the sacrifice unto God that this angel left in the flame. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Preacher, I don't believe things like that. They saw some things. They saw some things. Brother, some things went on in that household that never had happened.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And then in a little while they had a son. Is that not right? But did you know that they cried out? Manoah did. Manoah and his wife cried out that God might show them again some of the things that they had done. The Bible says the angel of the Lord done wondrously. Wondrously. I'm not just bopping my gums this morning. I want you to listen. I see a lot of younger mothers. And you young mothers, I'm just going to be honest with you. Keep yourself sober. That word don't always mean what we think it does in that aspect. Yes, sir. Keep yourself sober. When it comes to the things done around the house of God, keep yourself sober. Yes, sir. Preacher, you gonna run every young mother we got off. I want you to know, I believe some of them's got roots enough, thank God, that they'll suck it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't have to like it. Son, there's some things that my dad said I just didn't like. And I thought at that time in my mind, buddy, I get out from here, I'll do it different. You know what, Robert? I've said this many a time. We have become our parents. Yes, we have. For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. We have. Manoah and his wife had a son. And you know what they named him? Samson. Samson. And the scripture says, and the child grew, and the Lord, in other words, blessed Samson. You can go and read. I don't have to. You can go and read all about Samson. And I can tell you, I can show you in the scriptures where Samson messed up. Listen. Listen. Preacher, God blessed him. He sure did. God blessed him to take care of the Philistines. And that's exactly what he is doing. But he got sidetracked. Yes, he did. It didn't happen overnight, folks. He didn't lay his head in Delilah's lap, not in one moment, not in an instant. It don't happen that way. It does not. You may be here this morning. You may think, boy, I just ain't coming back because I don't think I believe like you do. I want you to know something. You don't have to believe like I do. All you got to believe is that word of God. You believe that word of God, my friend, then we'll all get along. Do you know that? We'll all get along. Why, preacher, we need to change some things. There's some things in that word of God you will never change. Amen. You and I, nobody else. Amen. It was good enough. We sang a song. It's good enough for our fathers. It's good enough for me. Good enough for our mothers. It's good enough for me. Good enough for our brothers. It's good enough for me. There's nothing wrong, my friend, with trying to figure out or to try to do something in a better way. There's nothing wrong. But there is something wrong when you deviate from God. Because when you deviate from Him, then you're headed for trouble. Trouble. Read about Samson. Be a good thing. Read all about Samson. You'll find out exactly what happened to Samson also. Yes, you will. I don't know this morning. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. And I do. I realize and I understand very well that it's Mother's Day. And I understand what it is to have a good mother. Because I had a good mother. But she's no longer with us. She's gone. But I still honor my mother. Yes, I do. There's something to be said about the mother church. You say, preacher, I didn't know the church was a mother. The church is a mother.
Amen.
She's the mother of this world.
Yep.
Yes, sir. She's the mother. I'm going to say this. She's the mother of all living.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about just living.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all living. Yes, sir. Come get a verse of a song. It's going to be the message. I don't know your heart this morning. Don't know what you stand in need of. Trust and pray that something was said and or done that's maybe helped you on your journey. I feel for you if you're here, as it's done been said, and your husband's not with you. I feel for you. I really do. Only thing I can do is pray for you for that instant. Don't give up. Don't give up. There's been many a man won by that of his loving wife in the house of God. They have. Sometimes it took years, but it worked. It worked, yeah. Two sheets. Exactly. While we sang, let's stand.